Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1578, air date August 15th, 2025.
All right, good evening, everyone. Today's talk is a very personal one. In fact, it's a real-time personal one. We're going to talk about medical diagnosis and pneumonia, and I'm going to share my personal experience. And let's go to video, Suresh. We're going to talk about why the entire Western medical system actually has to be shattered. The MDs actually are trained in probably the most dumbest ways, and probably the dumbest people, even smart people, are made dumb by this medical system. So let me share with you what happened. You know, during COVID, many of you know, I saved about 100 million people's lives, never got sick. Have never ever really stayed in the hospital, maybe been to the emergency room once in my life. So I'm going to share with you, and it's a real-time story, okay? So let's start. The beginning of this year, and I was getting back into weightlifting, which I've been, you know, I do normally, and I was starting to lift weights and get extremely strong. What I used to do when I was in my 20s, in about 200 plus bench pressing, squats, 200 plus, extremely strong, which is where I like to be. And on June 30th, something interesting happened. I was walking in my house early in the morning, and whatever happened, I fell downstairs, okay? Seven sets of stairs made up of hardwood. If you've been to my house, it's a very cool house. It was built in the 40s by a very, very cool architect by the name of Carl Koch and another guy named Walter Gropius. You can look them up. There's only seven of these homes in the world. They were built for around $5,000. Where I live is considered the oldest modern art community. And what's interesting is these homes were built at a time when the movement of the time was to build these huge ornate homes. So these guys were radicals. So anyway, Carl Koch built this home, very cool home. I've lived here 23 years. So I fell down these stairs, okay? Fell on my back and got up, felt nothing. It was a huge thud. My partner came out thinking I had died. Anyway, in fact, the next day I went to work out. Two or three days later, I had the biggest headache. I've never get headaches in my life. Massive headache. 2 days after that, exhausted. And by the end of the week, that's almost 10 days, I had trouble breathing. Okay, I do yogic breaths. Many of you know I do yoga in the mornings. And even I wasn't able to breathe above my throat if someone was choking my throat. So, that led me, because it was a physical fall, to think that maybe I had a concussion. A bunch of my friends who do sports stuff said, you may have concussion, you have to take this very carefully. So I went in, unfortunately, to an ER room. Anyway, I go in, and the first thing they do is CT scan of the head, nothing shows up. Check. Then they do EKG. Absolutely fine. Healthy as a ox. Then they check my oxygen saturation, 99%. All right. So then they do an x-ray of my lungs. And fascinating was they were filled with what's called infiltrates, white infiltrates, opacity, which means my lung was undergoing some trauma. All right. So they start doing some tests. But before that, by the way, during this process, I'm there for hours. Do you know that not one doctor even bothered to touch me? Use their stethoscope much later. So these people don't even touch you. All they're into is doing tests, because every test generates income for that. So they're actually being driven, as you learn about this, it's a whole another lecture, by administrators, low-level administrators, trying to figure out, oh, we got a victim. Let's start billing this guy. All right. So the only woman who was a working-class nurse who had the decency to even look at me, says, hey, maybe you got a tick bite. You're in Massachusetts. So she looks at my back And she sees these three sort of concentric circles and one sort of vertical red area. When I mean concentric circles, the center is purple and the outside is red. So, but she was very honest. She said, you know, I normally only work on white people, not on dark people. So I'm not sure if this is Lyme, because if you get bit by a tick, it creates these concentric circles. So they start proceeding to give me tests on every bacterial infection. Over the course of this thing, which took place over several weeks, probably 50 to 60 bottles of blood, every test you can imagine. Nothing showed up positive for viral, nothing showed up positive for bacterial. However, we'll get to that. This is now on July 12th in the emergency room. They say, we're going to give you antibiotics. Because to the Western medical system, when you come in, they're just following an AI program. Because of the medical liability that the doctor is handcuffed, he's actually made dumb. And what's running this is the healthcare and the hospital administration system. So to them, everything is a nail and everything's a hammer. So when you see an X-ray with all these white things, you immediately think, oh, bacterial infection or viral infection. By the way, there's a great book by John Duesberg, which I read back in the 90s. The entire medical system is always trying to associate some issue with a bug, bacteria, viral. And they did this, you know, many, many centuries ago when people had scurvy. They said, oh, that must be some bacteria. It was actually vitamin C deficiency. They did this with pellagra, which was a skin issue. And they said these, you know, Italians are bringing it in. What turned out is a B3 deficiency. Okay, so they're always trying to associate something with a bug so they can hit you with antibiotics. And this is no hyperbole. Now, I don't think I've ever taken antibiotics. Very, very rarely. I think one time I had a tooth removed. They gave Augmentin or something. But anyway, so they load me up on IV antibiotics. They don't know what it is, bacterial or atypical. In fact, IV in a push, which is massive. One of them is a known antibiotic, I came to find out, which causes your blood platelets to significantly go down. And if you study a little bit about platelets, platelets are essential for your body to fight inflammation. Okay. So I get put on that. But the doctor, again, the senior doctor is totally confused. By the way, interesting aside, the young resident comes in. And he doesn't see anything wrong with my lungs, even with the stethoscope. The older 70-year-old doctor hears it, and he says, there's crackling, you see? You got to understand, these guys aren't fucking trained in how to actually look at a human being like my grandmother was, who wasn't a doctor. They're trained to use instruments, and actually, they can't even use instruments, most of these medical students. It's quite unfortunate. So the doctor essentially had to tell the guy, this is what you need to listen to. This is, by the way, a medical resident who's graduated medical school. All right. So the doctor's confused because if you have a serious, what you would call COVID or whatever that quote unquote COVID, you wouldn't be able to breathe. My lung sat, oxygen saturation was 99%, like that of a high performance athlete. Okay. So they said, you know, we normally keep someone like you in the hospital, but we're going to let you go. And they gave me two antibiotics, azithromycin, is something called cepodoxime, which is known to fuck up your platelets. Now, I haven't understood this, so go home, take this for 7 days. My platelet count, you may want to write this down, a typical healthy person's platelet count is between 300 and 400. Mine's just close to 350. Absolutely beautiful. Okay. I don't even have a primary care physician. That's how much I don't believe this. But the emergency room doctor, by the way they do this is if you don't follow their protocols, they kick you out. Okay. Or they'll put a note in your healthcare. So it's quite a plantation model. So 7-8 days later, after I take these antibiotics, I have to go find a PCP. PCP means primary care physician. And you don't know who the fuck you're getting. I ended up getting right next to my building, there's a small hospital, a young girl who had just graduated medical school, probably in her late 20s, very friendly. Interesting enough, she was quite open. So she runs umpteen more tests, more money, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Okay, 25 more vials of blood. And in fact, she ordered a test, which I said, I do not want to do, which is a CT scan where they give you radioactive stuff. I said, I'm not doing that. She ordered it. And I said, wait a minute, why did you order this? I said, did your hospital force you to do this to make money? She goes, yeah, we do that. And she goes, I'm on the phone all day long, most of the time with healthcare. So you see, the doctor has been reduced to a fucking accounting bookkeeper. See an opportunity, talk to the insurance company, see what you can get out of insurance to grow your practice. A true doctor who doesn't do that is never going to grow their practice. This is why it's against real healers, because if you want to survive and make money, you have to do this racket. Anyway, she does more tests, and this is interesting. This is now, what is this now? July 23rd. My platelet count, absolutely healthy, had gone from 343 to guess what? 73, which is danger, which means you could start bleeding to death. You could get a stroke. All right. Now, at this point, I had not looked up the adverse reactions of this drug. No one's offering any type of intervention to help me. And another, by August 5th, 7 days later, sorry, 8 days later, I'm sorry, more than that, 2 weeks, my platelet counter dropped to 25, which means you could bleed, you could have a stroke, etc. 343 down to 25 in a period of July 12th down to August 5th. You can add up the number of days. I think it's less than 4 weeks. Okay? Have to go back to the emergency room. They said, oh my God, we got to monitor you. Because if it goes to below 20, you have to get a platelet transfusion. Think about this. So I go into the hospital, monitored for 3 days. They do, again, 50 more vials of blood. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. A CT scan when I went in of my entire chest, and the attending emergency room doctor, he says, oh my God, and the x-ray goes, your x-rays are worse from when they were on July 13th to now. They've completely deteriorated. But interestingly enough, he says, you don't have a pulmonary embolism. That's what they were concerned about, that you're going to clot. And then he says on the back, you see, we see so much damage on the back. Now, I'm telling these fucking guys, I've fallen on my back, okay? The nurse had seen these concentric circles on my back. None of that's considered. All they're thinking is bacterial infection, viral infection, antibiotics, cha-ching, 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 do a shitload of tests. All right. A group of doctors come in. This is on August 6th, attending a bunch of young kids, medical students. I'm their guinea pig, and I tell them, look, the background, give them the whole background, but none of this computes the fall. Okay? Finally, a hematologist comes in, cha-ching, and she says, you know, your platelet count has dropped, but I can tell you, she was honest. She said, that antibiotic, cefpodoxime, has been known to fuck up. I mean, she didn't say fuck up your platelet count, or it could be a viral infection, but I don't have any viral infection. I mean, they check for malaria, hantavirus, which is from the southern part of the world, HIV, every fucking thing you can think about. Negative, 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 negative. What's dropped is my platelet count. Then a pulmonologist comes in, because by the way, I'm having trouble breathing. I still do. He says, you may have interstitial lung disease. Now, interstitial lung disease, you die in 3 years, guys. And then he proceeds, because, you know, I gave my family background. My mother died of pulmonary fibrosis, but not because of breathing issues. She worked as a hard working class woman in a factory where there was asbestos. And my mom is one of nine children. And my dad is one of eight, 17 uncles. One of my other uncles died of lung cancer because he used to smoke 5 to 6 packs of cigarettes a day. Okay, but this guy cannot figure out what the fuck is going on. So they have a broad disease called interstitial lung disease, which involves 200 things. So they put you in there because that's going to generate a whole bunch of other income. Again, my lung capacity is 97-98%. And they still don't know what the fuck's going on. So they released me after 3 days. Probably made a couple hundred grand. All right. The the attending physician who's between the pulmonologist and the hematologist, he does CYA, cover your ass. He says, you know, your platelet count went down, but that has nothing to do with your lung issue. Okay? So many of you know we have a technology called Cytosolve. So we start doing some research. This is why I have serious breathing issues, no appetite, and all this shit is still going on. So guess what I find? There's numerous papers written on when platelet count drops, that lung inflammation goes up. Forget the fall, forget. But if your platelet count drops, your inflammation in your lung will go up. So what is pneumonia? You see, these fucking guys just brand all sorts of fucking diseases. Just make up a disease name. Oh, you have COVID. You have this. They just make up shit. Insurance code gets applied, and then you rape the person if they have insurance. Okay. So, lung inflammation. What is inflammation? As I've taught many of you guys can see my videos, inflammation is a body's natural response to an injury. If you take a hammer and you hit your hand, your body's going to try to, platelets will go to that area. You may get a scab, a sore, and your body's going through its natural healing process. Now, if it's a massive accident, this is where Western medicine intervenes, because by the time there's a healing period and there's a period that you could die. So that's where Western crisis care medicine can be good. Okay? And this is a nuance. Now here, I had lung inflammation. Where did it come from? Well, let's go back to the beginning. I've never had any fucking health issues. I fell. I'm 5'9", about 180 pounds. I'm walking. I fell on my back. If you work out the physics of that fall, mass times gravity times height, that comes to around 1,300 joules of energy. 1,300 joules of energy falling have to be converted to kinetic energy. And if you work that out, that would be the equivalent of someone swinging a bat 30 to 40 miles per hour and hitting my back. Okay. Getting hit in the back, no different than a wide receiver getting hit by a linebacker or an elderly person falling on the back. And you can look at there's over 100 million injuries every year worldwide of people falling on their back. When you fall on your back, luckily I have very strong back muscles. The wood hit my back and it created what's called a hematoma. By the way, I'm discovering all this. And when a hematoma develops in your deep muscle, a week later, the hematoma will bubble up and literally like bubbles coming up from under the water create concentric circles. It's called a targetoma. That's what that nurse saw. But she was honest. She said, I don't know if this is Lyme or something else. So here I have clear bruises on my back from a serious fall. So if you hit something with that much energy, that energy has to disperse. Okay. TBI, you guys may have heard of it called traumatic brain injury. There's a movie called Concussion. So your brain, if it gets hit hard, it's the hardest bone, but the brain, the soft tissue will move. And that can create shear stress. This is mechanical. Engineers know this. and it can create injury in the brain if you get hit a lot. Now here, when I fell, the energy got absorbed by my muscle, thus the sores, but my lungs moved within this cavity and they were shear stressed, injured. That's why in the CT scan, they saw all these infiltrates. But these fucking guys are morons. They're fucking retards, these MDs. They really are. Even if they're good, they're made to be retarded. And that's a technical medical term. Because the system wants them to be robots to generate cash. You see, when you have inflammation in your lungs, it can be caused not just two ways, but three ways. You can get a bacterial infection. You can get a viral infection. But guess what? You can get a concussion. It's called a pulmonary concussion. A traumatic mechanical event. And it'll show up as inflammation. But see, they don't even fucking consider this. They didn't even bother considering it, even though I'm telling them. Because they need to give me antibiotics. They need to get me on all these tests. Because if it's a pulmonary concussion, the body in 14 days heals itself. Naturally. It just maybe needs a little bit of oxygen, and I would have done IV vitamin C drip. Easy peasy. I'm telling them I fell. I have a headache. But they just run fucking tests. And you have to understand, most MDs aren't the smartest people in their class. You don't have to be smart. In fact, it's probably gotten even more dumber. And by the way, just a quick aside, Jill Jones's kids heard about my injury and they sent these beautiful pictures. These really were very warming. And here's another one Jill's other children did. But when you get these pictures, this is far more healing than getting a bunch of fucking tests and taking antibiotics. And we'll talk about that social connections. I want to thank Jill and her wonderful kids. So, but I had to figure all this shit out, guys. So pulmonary contusion took place, which created lung inflammation. Fuck pneumonia. We're talking about lung inflammation. The inflammation can be caused by bacterial infection, viral infection, or physical trauma. They don't include this. 100 million people every fucking year in the world are falling on their back. And they say, oh, pneumonia is an old person's disease. No, it's not an old person's disease. They're falling on their back. They're getting lung inflammation. Then they're getting treated with these antibiotics, which, by the way, fuck up their blood, thins their blood. Then they get stroke. Oh, he died of a stroke. You see where I'm going with this? It's sick. Now, all this is going on, the last day of the hospital, not a doctor, not a resident, not a specialist, but they send in a third year medical student, a young girl, nice person, but she's like a politician. If you saw her face talking to me, she goes, okay, we're going to release you, but we're going to put you on steroids. I go, really? I said, I wish someone else would have told me that. She goes, oh, we made that decision. I said, are you a doctor? She goes, no, I'm a third year medical student. I said, how are you figuring out dosage? She goes away, comes back with shit printed off the internet. No kidding you. And tries to convince me I should take this dosage. I said, I'm not doing this. I said, in fact, I'm so appalled that the pulmonologist didn't come here. So I go home. Now, the Western witchcraft of giving antibiotics fucks up your platelet count. The only reason I knew about this was because my PCP, who is in some ways wanting to probably make money billing because she doesn't know what's going on, kept taking my platelet count. But how many people do you know who are getting serious antibiotics and no one's checking their platelet count? They're probably just sending them home. So the Western witchcraft of antibiotics, particularly these ones I talked about, fuck up your platelet count. And so and that creates inflammation. So I found at least 50 papers. And this fucking pulmonologist and hematologist don't even know about this. They're trying to say, oh, this is over here. That's over here. They have nothing to do with them. This is why truth for mental health is so important. We're talking about a systems approach to everything. The ankle bone is connected to the foot bone. Trump hiding Epstein is suddenly connected to them talking about interdimensional beings. They're talking about aliens. You see, you have to understand interconnections between things if you're going to reveal the truth. Otherwise, you're going to be screwed royally. And you guys should be very, very happy you have me and you have our movement. Because we literally saved hundreds of millions of people's lives. Booby fucking Kennedy did. He told people to do lockdowns. Okay? Our movement is the only force on this fucking planet that can really help working people get the health, the truth, and the freedom they deserve, period. So this event is leading me to write a paper. And I have calculated that backfalls leading to pulmonary, what I'm calling traumatic lung injury, is over a 10-year period, is about $239 billion in medical revenue. It's not a small amount, guys. So now, so you had the first injury, which was my falling, which my body would have healed itself. But that was far exacerbated by these antibiotics, which fucked up my platelet count, which caused even greater lung inflammation, which requires steroids. You see, their Western witchcraft requires their Western witchcraft to heal. Out of this, what we've done at Cytosol, because we have this technology, we've started computing the molecular pathways of platelet reduction. We started computing how that drug causes that. And we're going to be publishing this. And then I have had to, on my own, try to find a combination of nutrients to boost up your platelet count. That's going to be a solution. So if you're on serious antibiotics, you should be fucking taking nutrients. Now, who the hell is even talking about this? Nobody. Because none of these grifters on the internet have any idea of science, engineering. They've never worked their butt off. They don't really want to solve problems. They want to outsource, and they just want to talk. But this unfortunate fall, which is all it was, has, and then my understanding this, but then being in the center of this and watching this bullshit, how many other people is this happening to who don't have the wherewithal to think through as I had? Hundreds of millions, probably billions. And we have to end that. It's sickening. This is not a sick care system. This is actually a disease creation system. You can't call it healthcare. It's actually nice calling it sick care. No, they're not caring for shit. They are creating diseases. Okay? By and large, yeah, once in a while, you know, car accidents, horrible things like that, great, go there. But I'm talking about when they have a choice between looking at an actual problem versus just following protocol they're going to choose this because it's cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. In fact, the radiologist can't even distinguish between if you have a COVID lung versus a pulmonary contusion. I don't know if you guys know that. Because it's all confirmation bias. Oh, it must be COVID. That's what the doctor said. You have COVID. Every COVID test, 7 tests, all negative. Every Lyme disease test, negative, negative, negative. Aren't you going to fucking wake up and realize, like, if this ain't answering it, why do you keep going down there? Because there's an incentive. You keep getting paid more and more money as you do these tests. Engineers, we don't have that. If something doesn't work, you can't fix it. You're out of business. But the medical institutions, they keep making money for fucking up, fucking you up. So you thought I was angry, what occurred with COVID and all that stuff. You want to tell you how angry I am now to fuck these people up? Fuck them up in the broader sense of the system of medicine is fucked up. The amount of tests you have to do. Now, if I didn't have inpatient and insurance, You would have to go to tests. I'd be doing tests probably for the whole year. Just think about what it takes to set up an appointment with a doctor. Your life is ruined. One of our leaders here will tell you his wife has a disease. All she's doing is on the phone doing tests. Because once you're on their plantation, you're literally on their fucking plantation. You don't want to ever get on their plantation. And people like Booby fucking Kennedy are trying to put a nice shell on their plantation. That's why that motherfucker was brought in. And that's what he is. You know, the recent news, oh, Booby has canceled 22 mRNA vaccines. There's 289 mRNA vaccines. The only ones, and he didn't cancel them. He just pulled the government funding, but it's not like they're banned. It's like $500 million of a $28 billion funding. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. And I've had to do the hard work of calling this fucker out. Fighting women who want to bang Kennedy because they're all star fuckers. Oh, Bobby says some nice things. Sorry, I'm not a housemaker, okay? I got off the plantation, as Malcolm X would say. And all of us need to get off our fucking plantations and realize this medical system is absolutely, it's not even, it's fucked up. It should be completely blown up. Now, we have solutions for that. We have Systems Health. Having gone through this, I value what I've created even more. It's a solution that'll teach you how the body actually works beyond organs, beyond cells, integrating Eastern medicine with engineering system science. Every mother, every community member should learn it. We've created a curriculum. We have True Freedom Health, our university, and we have the Open Science Institute, where we are doing foundational research on our own. And you know what? Everyone here should fucking take as much money as they have and fund us. And I don't want to hear, oh, this costs money. Fuck you, because most people are giving money to the swarm. Give money to us. You have a choice in life. Are you going to use your money to support exploitation? Or are you going to use money to support liberation? So before I used to be shy about that, people should fund us. If you know billionaires and millionaires, tell them to fund us, because we're actually solving problems with natural medicines and proving why they work from a biological systems approach. We have the educational program to understand how the body is a system. That's why I can think like this. Am I going to go after these guys? Damn well I am. So you guys need to wisen up, find people to grow this movement, and don't waste your time with people who are dumb. Very shortly, you're going to see the new website. It's only going to be for people who want to work and support. We don't want to waste our time with people who are dumb, who want to remain on the plantation. It's not worth it. There's enough people want to get off. But I can tell you, this experience is one little example of how they take an absolutely super healthy person and can destroy you. If I didn't have this knowledge, I'd be fucked. How many other working people who are working do not even have the ability to challenge their doctors or to think? They don't. Our movement offers this very tangible way to do this. So I'll take some questions, but again, you know, ultimately the body is self-healing if you give it the right nutrients, social connections, love and kindness, like Jill's kids sending me these, are healing. The real healing takes place. It doesn't come from their witchcraft. In the extreme cases, your hand gets blown off. Great. Surgeons are good at setting the bone and giving you some crisis care medicine. But that's not what these guys are trained to do. The 99% of the medical people, they're dumb. They're smart and they're made dumb. One of the doctors said, you know, I agree with you, vitamin C can help, but we're not allowed to give you that within our bureaucracy. IV vitamin C, pennies, reduces inflammation like that. Anyway, we got to fight these guys. We have solutions, actual solutions. If Suresh brings it up, we actually have the solutions, guys. We don't fucking need them. We have the Open Science Institute, which Suresh will share right here. This is an institute. Well, this is Systems Health. Well, open science to stay there. We're going after every disease. We're building the systems architecture. We're computing them and we're finding combinations of nutrients. I'm going to add a new initiative called traumatic lung injury. And I'm going to go hit up every fucking person I know has got money to fund us. We just had a very wealthy guy fund us for ALS. He's got ALS. He funded us about 100K, which will make expended probably to $1 million. We are solving diseases using natural compounds in combination by we, the working people. Systems Health. So that's our research lab. Better than MIT, Harvard, all these scumbags. Systems Health, our training institute that will train you how to see the body as a system. And our graduates here, by the way, every fucking medical student and every nurse should go through this even before they go into medical school, because they don't know what the fuck they're studying. They really don't. They don't understand the body as a system. They understand it as a bunch of disintegrated parts. Pulmonologists saying this, just complete nonsense. It's totally fucked up. Clean food. We're the ones, our movement is the one that created the seal that determines from the source to come to your mouth. We did this without government, without big pharma. We did it. Why the fuck do we need that? We need to build our movement. We need good leaders. We need revolutionary leaders. We need good people who want to go through the training, not fuck around. Diane did a great job today sharing this. She's come bottoms up. Noel, by the way, three people in our movement came to help me here. They're physically here because I wasn't able to cook, do a lot of shit. Noel's staying here helping me take care of my dogs and cook. Emily Cross came up to help me take care of my business and Valerie. That's our fucking community. How much is that worth? Can't put a dollar number on it. We're building a community of loving and kind people who are fierce warriors. And if you want to be a part of that community, support us with your money, your time, because this is the real world that needs to be built. This world is bullshit. I'll take some questions. By the way, we've created literature, cards, curricula. You just have to get off your ass and help build this. If you want to. If not, that's okay too. That's your decision. Let me take some questions, Suresh. Any questions? I'll take five questions. And by the way, put your questions in the chat. Anya, go ahead. Anya's in Massachusetts. Go ahead, Anya.
Hi, Dr. Shiva. Sorry to hear you're having problems. I didn't know. I just want to share with you that back in February, I injured my right knee. And I was taking some classes, strength training classes, and I injured the injury. So I finally went to see an orthopedic doctor in beginning of July. He wanted to, he could barely bend the knee. So he told me, come back in a month. If it's not better, he was going to order physical therapy for me. And if not, he would do an extraction of the fluid back in the beginning of August. So I started your MV25, and within a week, the swelling went down. And I started physical therapy, and I was able to get it so that I had a range of motion that I didn't have before. So when I went back to the orthopedic doctor, beginning of August, I gave him your card, the MV25 card. I told him what I did. He couldn't believe I had that range of motion. He was all set to do the extraction, and he knew who you were. And I also passed out your MV25 cards to the physical therapy people too. They're pretty impressed, and I think they're going to try to follow you and learn, get some certification too. So I'm trying to get the word out. I was a guinea pig, but anyway, it helped. And thank you very much for what you do.
So Anya, do you mind if I just use what you just said as a testimonial for MV25?
Not at all. That would be great. It's actually the truth, and I couldn't be happier.
Yeah. So let me just tell you, MV25 was developed by us doing a systems approach. And since Anya brought that up, this is what real science looks like, guys. Suresh, go to Open Science Institute, and we publish all of our stuff. It took us nearly 8 years to develop it. Zero funding. Go to osteoarthritis. Okay? This is why we need all of you guys to open your fucking wallets or go find people with money and fucking support us. There's going to be no more shyness asking people for money. In fact, I'm going to go take wallets or steal people's money, because you're born into this world. You can fund this shithouse over here, or you can fund truth over here. So look what we did. We go through a process. And this is a process that I've created over 50 years. For any disease, we create an architecture of that disease. Suresh, can you zoom it, please? Whoever is running this, just zoom that image, please. Just hit Control Plus, whatever you zoom in. Yeah. So I've created a completely new way of discovering new medicine. Stop right there. Their way of creating medicines is random shit. Go get a shitload of money, put a bunch of stuff in a test tube for 10 years, whatever, 3 years, then go kill a shitload of poor animals. That takes it. Hold it right there, Suresh, don't move. Then you go get the FDA to allow you to test on humans, 1,000 humans, 10,000, 100,000. And what comes out is typically a single molecule drug, which has serious problems, side effects, like antibiotics. What we're doing here is completely different, faster, cheaper, and better. Systems architecture. We look at every piece of science done. We find all the chemical reactions. We create an architecture like an architect, like an engineering architect would do. They don't think this way, guys. Then we publish it. We give it away to the world to critique if our architecture is right. Then we use that architecture to build it like a carpenter, compute it. Then we test different ingredients. And that's what we did. We found two ingredients, from one from chamomile flowers and one from bitter orange. Trillions of computing on our data center, in our computers, funded by we the people. Not government, not fucking grants. We should steal all their grants. We should get all their fucking money, because I could go solve every disease. Then we patented it, and then we started manufacturing it. That's NV25. Go down. So the first part is the architecture. Click on that. This took us 3 years to map out every chemical reaction in the body, okay? Oh, we put it, I guess you have to register to go in. So anyway, we mapped out every chemical reaction. Yeah, we started putting things in because we give away a lot, but you're going to have to give to us to get some information too, okay? So we mapped out every molecular pathway. Go down. And then the next thing we did, we published it in a leading journal. Go down. And what we published, go down, was the actual testing of these two compounds, how they affected these many molecular pathways. And then we also shared the quantitative information. Go down, Suresh. And we found the exact dosages that Anya used. In fact, we had a guy, we didn't do animal testing, but he had racehorses who were getting huge swollen ankles. And he would give it to them and it would go away within 30 minutes. Okay? Natural compounds, trillions of computations. Go down. And then we actually proved that they're synergistic and convinced the patent office to give us a patent. So Amazon and Jeff Bezos, to feed his horse that he has, we're not going to fund his horse feeding. Okay? That's a joke. You can figure out what I'm talking about. So that's what we've done. Okay? Because he recently got hooked up to a horse, if you saw. Go down. And he has to feed that horse. Go down. Plastic surgery and everything. So we don't want to fund that. Okay? So all done by us. So we have our movement has its own medical research institution. So we can say, fuck you to them. And you should all go find wealthy fucking people and tell them, you're giving money over there. You spent 500 grand on some fucking party, why don't you give us money over here? And grab him by the ear and bring him to me. This is high quality research done end to end. And that's, and Anya, how many other tests? I mean, people keep buying MD25. We haven't even marketed it. Everyone here, go buy it and help us market it. We don't have a marketing engine. Everything we've got is just word of mouth. Imagine how you guys can help build our movement just with this one product. Barbara from Hawaii, please keep it, if you can keep the question simple, because I do need to get rest. I'm not even supposed to be awake this much.
Microphone.
Hi, Dr. Shiva. It's good to see you.
Yep.
I was wondering if you could please tell me, because of the relationship of blood platelets, and I have a blood platelet problem, and so I'd like to know about IVIG and immunoglobulin, because like, what is it? Is it safe? Why is it administered? Well, I get to do it myself, but it's a subcutaneous thing. It's a specialty medication.
Yeah, so Barbara, here's the bottom line. Anyone here who wants us to do research, we're going to have to get funded, okay? I can't be burning candles at both ends from 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. So we're going to do the platelet research. Go get people to support us. We don't even need a lot of money, because we have all the infrastructure, Barbara, but we have to get somebody to go use our infrastructure to solve that problem. That's where we're at. But pennies. So anyone who wants, so we'll start a platelet project, which we just started, okay? Anyone who wants to support us, go get a little bit of money. They raise $1 billion. Go find out how much Peter Thiel has given, hundreds of millions of dollars. They're VCs. We need like hundreds of thousands of dollars. So if you have an issue, if you know someone who has an issue, I want you guys to say, I want to support Dr. Shiva. How much money do you need? And we can go do that, okay? Right, so the platelet issue we're solving, and we're going to go do it, but we need people's help. Okay. Last question, Joanne. If I go too much, I'm in a point where I have to use my lungs, but also let them rest, you see, so they can heal. Go ahead, Joanne.
Yes, am I unmuted? Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Question?
Yes, are you going to be using your tea? Is there respiratory tea that would help your lungs?
And yeah, but there's two
complementary, yeah, go ahead.
There's two things here. One is the lung inflammation, which is caused by my fall. That's easy to heal, teas, etc. But then their Western witchcraft of the cefpodoxime destroyed my fucking platelets. You see what I'm saying, Joanne?
Yes. Yes.
That was like a nuclear fucking bomb they hit me with.
Yeah, it's appalling. It's very appalling. Yeah.
And then that platelet reduction further caused exacerbated lung inflammation. This is a destructive nature, how their medical system works. So it's great for me because I'm always helping others. Now I got to use that to help myself. Okay.
Well, as a naturopath, it would be a full exam, history taken, listening to the patient. And of course, using Systems Health, we're grateful for that, able to diagnose and treat a patient. But also I would offer to you a complimentary naturopathic evaluation. So I'm here to help you with that as well. So
yeah, I mean, the bottom line is I'm increasing my platelet count. And there's a combination I put together, and we're going to put it together running through Cytosolve and market it to every fucking person on this planet who's taking antibiotics. Thanks, Joanne. Appreciate your generosity. All right, everyone. I got to go, but let me tell you, you see a living example. They fucked with the wrong fucking person, guys. In a very deep way, because I've been against the system, but now I have even greater compassion for people who suffer and who don't have a voice. We got to help people. And we have to take these guys down because they don't know what the fuck they're doing. I mean, these medical students and residents, they don't know what they're doing, period. It's not even like they're in the vicinity of what they're doing. They actually don't know what they're doing. And they're moving in such a system that they don't even have time. They have, I wish I could bring up my medical chart. If I could show you the tests and the data, there's no one sitting and interconnecting this data. They don't even have the fucking time. They're on the phone with insurance companies. The whole system is fucked. You'd never want to go into that system. System Self will teach people how to take care of their bodies. Eat clean food. We have that solution. We develop our own medicines naturally. We don't need these guys. We need you guys to get off your butts, get people to these orientations, become revolutionary leaders, and build this movement. That is the ultimate solution. Everything else is secondary. Thank you, everyone. Suresh, thanks very much. And to those people in social media, thank you. And by the way, fuck you, Elon Musk, for the amount of shadow banning you do on me. Okay? Mossad, CIA, because they know we're the real movement. They'll let an idiot like Nick Fuentes and all these people give them, or Fucker Carlson, but they do so much censorship, to say the least. So the future is offline. The future is you guys talking to people, bringing them to our own infrastructure. They do not want real solutions, guys. They don't want real health. They don't want real science. They don't want real truth. They don't want real freedom. They want pale versions of that. We have lightning in a bottle. We have pure ethanol of truth and freedom and health. And you guys must help get it out there. If not, I'll do it on my own and with our band of great people. There's a lot of people out there, but we actually have the solutions. Thank you. Be well. Be the light.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics. And there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game, and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine. But I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email, when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. and Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.